Hello, you're listening to VHC, Vibes, History, and Culture, a show where we explore the unknown and little-known facts and gems about music and popular culture from a millennial lens. This is your host, Kevin Washington, and on this episode, I wanted to explore the music of legendary producer, composer, songwriter, musician, and artist, Burt Bacharach, who's responsible for so many iconic hits. And a lot of those include 73 hit singles on the US Top 40 charts and 52 hit singles on the Top 40 UK charts. And with all of those hits, they include many artists and musicians Bacharach has worked with, including BJ Thomas, Dusty Springfield, Marty Robbins, Cella Black, Tom Jones, and of course the artist he's most associated with, for whom he wrote a lot of iconic songs for, the legend herself, the one and the only Dionne Warwick. And there's a lot to cover concerning the musical legacy of Burt Bacharach, and I'll try my best to get to most of them. So join me on another journey through the masterful artistry and iconic music that is Burt Bacharach. And as we get into the music of Burt Bacharach, I thought I might explain what sparked my curiosity into this music legend's catalog. Well, it started on PBS. I just so happened to watch a program on PBS a few weekends ago about the music of Burt Bacharach. And of course, a big part of that included the songs he wrote, sung by the great Dionne Warwick. Songs that are iconic in the landscape of music of the 20th century. Songs like Walk On By.
If you see me walking down the street and I start to cry each time we meet, walk on.
Or songs like,
do you know the way to San Jose? I've been away so long, I may go wrong and lose my way. Do you know the way to San Jose? I'm going back to find some peace of mind in San Jose. LA is a great big freeway. Put $100 down and buy a car. In a week, maybe two, they'll make you a star.
Or songs like this classic that was featured on the soundtrack of the 1966 British film starring Sir Michael Caine.
What's it all about, Alfie? Is it just for the moment we live? What's it all about when you sort it out, Alfie?
Now back to the PBS special on Burt Bacharach. I was so intrigued by his story and his musical legacy, and I was so intrigued by the partnership between him, Dionne Warwick, and his songwriting partner, Hal David, and how they were able to create together not just some of the greatest pop music in music history, but were able to create a signature sound and style for Miss Dionne, which helped show the world how beautifully unique she is as a singer and artist, which would end up being so groundbreaking and influential in music. And it's because of this partnership between Warwick, David, and Bacharach that would help propel Dionne Warwick to becoming the second most charted female vocalist during the rock era between the years of 1955 and 1999. She is also one of the most charted vocalists of all time, with 56 of her singles making the Hot 100 between the years of 1962 and 1998. And Miss Dionne ranks as number 74 on the Billboard Hot 100's Greatest Artists of All Time list. That alone had me going through the incredible and iconic catalog of Warwick, but also had me going through the rabbit hole of other music and songs by Burt Bacharach as well. Songs like Say a Little Prayer by Dionne Warwick in 1968.
The moment I wake up, before I put on my makeup, I say a little prayer for you. Walk home in my hair now, and wondering what dress to wear now.
Which was also covered by the Queen of Soul, Aretha Franklin, in the same year. And as I continue to go through the catalogs of Bacharach and Dionne Warwick, that wasn't the only song that was covered by somebody else. Dionne's solo debut single, Don't Make Me Over, also ended up being covers in later years.
Don't make me over. Make me over. Now that you know how I adore you. Don't pick on the thing.
A song that as a kid I had no idea was actually a cover when I first heard the 1989 dance version from R&B singer Sybil. And shout out to Candace Glover, the 2013 American Idol winner, for putting her own stamp to the song while capturing the original essence and style of Dionne's version.
Just take me inside your arms and hold me tight, and I'll always be by my side. If I am wrong or right, I'm begging you, don't make me over.
That's what I love, a song that is so good that it becomes so iconic that it becomes a life of its own, carrying on through each passing generation of music lovers and listeners. With songs like Don't Make Me Over and songs like There's Always Something There to Remind Me.
I walk along the city streets you used to walk along with me. Every step I take recalls how much in love we used to be.
Written by both Burt Bacharach and Hal David, and the version you're hearing is from pop soul singer Lou Johnson, who released his version in 1964. But a year before, Bacharach and David actually recorded the song as a demo for Miss Dionne.
A part of me. Whoa, 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 whoa. shadows fall, I pass a small cafe where we would dance at night.
And that's not the only cover. Here's another version of it, also from 1964 by English pop singer Sandy Shaw.
When there is always something there to remind me. Always something there to remind me. I was born to love you. And I will never be free. You'll always be a part of me.
And the most crazy and amazing thing about this, I had no idea that these versions were the original versions of the song that I know you all are all familiar with, the iconic 1982 version by English pop rock duo Naked Eyes. And it's their version of the song, which of course was released 4 years before I was born. But the song to me is so 1980s pop. To me, it seemed to fit right in with the sound, the style, musically and lyrically with the 1980s pop era, especially with the explosion of English pop and rock music and artists of the period. But again, the most amazing part about this is that it was the latest cover of a great song that had already been covered 3 other times, which to me speaks to the power and musical genius of Burt Bacharach and how the songs he has composed, along with his songwriting partner Hal David, have become so timeless, continuing through different decades and eras, and bridging the gap between music of different generations. That is what I gathered upon learning a little more about Bacharach, who was born in Kansas City, Missouri in 1928, but grew up in Forest Hills in Queens, New York. And as a teen, Bacharach started becoming interested in jazz music. However, he hated his classical piano lessons, which resulted in him using a fake ID just to get into the 52nd Street nightclubs in New York. There, he got a chance to hear bebop musical greats like Dizzy Gillespie and Charlie Parker, whose musical style helped influence his songwriting, which is so obvious when you hear the music of Bacharach, the combinations of bebop, jazz, and soul. Lyrically, vocally, and musically, it is those influences that help shape a lot of the iconic 1960s and 1970s classics, like the ones you heard from Dionne Warwick and other artists Bacharach worked with as well. Like the 1965 tune from Tom Jones.
What's new, pussycat? Whoa, 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 whoa. What's new, pussycat? Whoa, 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 whoa. Pussycat, pussycat, I've got flowers and lots of hours to spend with you. So go and powder your cute little pussycat nose.
Or the 1965 hit by Jackie DeShannon.
What the world needs now is love, sweet love. It's the only thing that there's just too little of. What the world needs now.
And then there's Dusty Springfield with the 1965 hit, The Look of Love.
The look of love is in your eyes. The look
and another 1960s gem by B.J. Thomas from 1969.
Raindrops are falling on my head, and just like the guy whose feet are too big for his bed, nothing seems to fit. Those raindrops are falling on my head, they keep falling. So I just did me some talking to the...
Another classic co-written by Bacharach that would take a life of its own, not only producing other covers, but becoming so ingrained in popular culture in movies, television shows, commercials, continuing to showcase the enduring legacy and musical genius of Bacharach.
I know the blues they send to meet me won't defeat me. It won't be long till happiness.
And Bacharach's music is not just relegated to the 1960s and 70s. There's a very special song from the 1980s in which I had no idea was a song written by Bacharach. And it's a song that I'm very familiar with, of course. It has become so iconic to not only Black American culture, but to pop culture as well. I remember Gladys Knight singing a bit of it in an episode of the 1990 sitcom Living Single. And Gladys sang the song alongside Patti LaBelle and Dionne Warwick at Patti's and Gladys Knight's Versus Battle, or aka Auntichella, back in 2020. You guessed it, I'm talking about That's What Friends Are For. That featured, of course, Dionne Warwick and Gladys Knight alongside Elton John and Stevie Wonder. But this song, too, is also a cover. Can you believe it? I mean, the song was originally written for singer Rod Stewart in 1982 for the soundtrack of the film Night Shift.
Today, and then if you can, remember, keep smiling.
A song that a lot of us didn't even know existed, which I believe is because of the 1985 version by Miss Dionne, Miss Gladys, Sir Elton John, and Stevie. The song was released on Warwick's 1985 release Friends, just as Warwick reunited with Bacharach for the first time since the 1970s, after their musical partnership dissolved due to creative differences. But Warwick recalls, it was like a family reunion, citing that Bacharach is like family to her, and the time apart did help them all grow to appreciate each other musically and personally. The Dionne Warwick version of That's What Friends Are For was also released as a charity single for AIDS research and prevention. This was during the height of the HIV and AIDS outbreak in the 1980s. It became such a massive hit, becoming the number one single by 1986 in the US, winning a Grammy Award for Best Pop Performance by a duo or group, also winning the Song of the Year. The money raised from the song alone was $3 million. Such an important song for such an important era in music. That will go on, like a lot of Bacharach songs, having a life of its own, impacting and influencing pop music culture and the world. I've become fascinated with the catalog of Bacharach, who passed away in February of last year in 2023 at the age of 94. But his work and his music and legacy is forever stamped into the musical and pop cultural landscape for generations to come.
Keep smiling, keep shining, knowing you can always count on me. For sure, that's what friends are for. In good times.
And as we close this episode, just wanted to thank you all for listening to the podcast. Whenever you're listening to the podcast, and also thank you to those of you who subscribe, download, and share the podcast. And we encourage you to continue to do just that. And coming up in the next episode is another All Things Music. And we got a chance to chat with fellow podcaster, public historian, and musician, Fake Paresh, who is the co-host of the podcast, The D-Listers of History, where we got a chance to talk about not only her podcast, but her experience as a musician with the Sacred Harp music, which is a music derived from the earliest form of New England music dating back to 1770. So you don't want to miss out on the next episode to hear more. Tune into the podcast on Spotify, as well as Buzzsprout, Apple Podcasts, and all other podcasts available. You can reach out to me via email, kevwash46@yahoo.com. Also on social media, at Instagram, at kevin_washington887. And check out VHC's website, kevwash46.wixsite.com/VHCP. Also, VHC has a Facebook and YouTube page, and you can also find yours truly on LinkedIn. This is your host, Kevin Washington, and we'll catch you next time. Peace.